even a little bit curious about who bought our old house?
How come you're so obsessed with this?
Well, it's where we grew up. I'm just surprised that you don't have any feelings for it at all.
Well, God, it's not like it's the first McDonald's or something. Look at that. Final notice from my insurance company. Well, good. I was sick of hearing from them.
It's special. It's our house.
Hey, Jackie, you forget. Ever since Dad sold that house, it's also become home to three other dysfunctional families. I'm gonna change.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey!
What?
What are you doing upstairs with some boy?
Well, no one was home, so I figured why not become a woman?
Cut it out, darling. She's not a woman, Mrs. Connor. Nothing was going on.
Excuse me. I'm waiting for her to lie to me.
I don't have to explain myself to you.
Oh, yes, you do. See how big I am?
We were working on this. It's a comic book. I do the drawings. She writes down the words.
Oh, don't show them to her.
Chill out.
This is what you were working on?
Yes.
Zombies eating people's brains?
Well, it's not done yet.
Yeah, but I see what it's saying. It's saying that you were not upstairs groping my daughter. I like it.
I'm gonna take off.
All right, I'll see you at school tomorrow.
You're going?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, me too.
Can you believe her? She just had to embarrass me.
Well, you gotta understand, darling. That's not just any guy there. That's Mark's brother.
Well, that's not his fault.
Well, maybe she'll see that eventually.
I mean, look at these drawings.
Oh, yeah, these are great. You guys put a lot of time in on this.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I mean, I think of the story and he draws it up. We're totally in sync. And we got the stories worked out for a couple more. It's gonna be a whole series. And they're not just comic books. They're graphic novels. What?
Oh, it's just great to see you like this, Darlene. You know, excited about something.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, ever since you quit basketball, you
stop
just
stop it.
All right. Can I read it?
I guess.
No, I'm just so proud of you.
That's quite enough.
That's a shame. Was he sad?
Yeah, but he felt better after we put it in the street and watched a car smash it.
DJ, we're eating.
So, Beck, you're going out with Mark on Saturday, huh?
Jackie, I said we're eating.
Well, it's not a date. He just wants to talk.
Oh, it can be pretty tough to do with his tongue crammed down your throat.
Darlene, it's over between us. But I think he misses me and wants, you know, to come crawling back.
That's it. I'm not hungry at all anymore.
Well, then how come he didn't ask you out for Friday night?
What do you mean?
Well, you gotta wonder what other moron he's crawling to.
Well, what'd you hear? Did David say something? Is he going out with somebody else?
Well, why should you care? I thought it was over between you and Baghead.
Well, it is. I don't care.
Well, good. Nobody cares. New topic. Oh, look, Daddy's home. We'll talk about Daddy.
Sorry, I'm late. I got to talking with Mark at the shop.
Really? Well, what did he say?
Well, it wasn't about you. It was about David. Mark said he cut school the other day and went to Chicago.
I can't believe he ratted out his own brother.
I think he was proud of the kid. But I don't want you hanging around with David if he's going to be pulling this kind of crap.
Well, how come he was in Chicago?
Well, how should I know?
It's some about a comic book convention.
Comic book convention, huh? Because, you know, I can call the school and find out if you ditched, too.
The convention was only going to be there for, like, 2 days.
You went to Chicago with him?
Let's not make a big deal out of this.
Oh, I am going to make a huge deal out of this. You're kidding me? You get up to go to school and you wind up in Chicago and we don't even know something could have happened to you. We wouldn't even know about it. How could you do something so stupid?
Well, we took the bus. Nothing happened.
Till now. You're grounded. You are so grounded.
And don't think you're just going to lay around up in your room, neither. You're going to do something useful.
And you're going to hate it.
Or else we'll think of something even more useful.
Doesn't anybody want to know why we went?
And you're not going to see David no more, either.
Why?
Because of him, you lied, you went to Chicago, and you skipped school.
You need more?
The convention was important to us. We went because we're serious about this stuff.
You can do better than that, Darlene.
I can't believe this.
So did Mark say where he was going after he left the shop?
Hey, can I have some of that chocolate?
No, DJ, it's baker's chocolate. You won't like it.
Please?
No, it doesn't have any sugar in it.
Come on, it won't spoil my dinner.
Okay, go for it.
I guess that's a lesson every kid's got to learn once, huh?
Yeah, are you kidding? He does that every single time I bake a cake.
Hey. Hi, Arnie.
How are you doing, Arnie?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, Dan said I could borrow the truck. You got the keys?
Yeah, they're on that hook there.
That chocolate?
Yeah, help yourself.
Thanks. Hey, listen, I got a little problem with Nancy, and I know she listens to you guys.
What's going on?
Well, she's driving me nuts, you know? She keeps trying to change me. She says I got potential.
Well, do you want me to set her straight, Arnie?
Would you?
Now, what are you going to do with the truck?
Well, see, mine's in the shop, and I made a deal with the demolition crew. I'm going to salvage all the old copper pipes out of you guys' old place.
Demolition?
Yeah. They're tearing it down. They're going to put up a burger heaven.
I can't believe this.
That's great, man. The whole block's going to smell like chili. You know, Rosie, I don't want to say nothing, but there's something really wrong with this stuff.
You know, Darlene, I've never seen you look quite as lovely as you do right now.
I can't believe you didn't get busted, too.
I was. I'm in my room right now, and when I'm ready to admit I'm wrong, I can come out.
Oh, no.
What?
I just found my old hamster.
Darlene, your mom said you had some stuff in my...
Man.
Well, you've seen me. Now you must die.
Get out of here.
You won't tell anybody?
Live in fear, David.
I can do that.
Hey, your mom catches him in here, you're dead.
Thanks for the tip.
Looks like you're doing a pretty good job.
What do you want?
You mad at me?
Oh, why would I be mad at you? Just because you sat there and let them dump all over me?
Look, if you want me to say it's okay for you to go off to Chicago and not tell anybody, I'm not going to do that, Darlene.
Well, you could have told them how important this was to me. I mean, they think this comic book convention is just some lame excuse for me to cut school, and you know that's wrong. And they think that me and David are just like Mark and Becky, and you know that's wrong, too.
I couldn't say anything.
Well, you sure said plenty to me, like how proud you were of me, how great it was that I was finally getting into something.
They were mad. They weren't going to listen to me.
Yeah, you're right. The best thing to do is just to sit there and let them dump all over me.
Darlene!
Just leave me alone.
Where's Mom?
She went out. She said she'd be back in an hour.
Hey, Dad. How come Mark couldn't drive you home?
Oh, he left early.
Well, he usually doesn't leave early, does he?
He did tonight.
Did he smell good when he left?
I try not to sniff the help, Becky.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know if he's dating anyone else, okay?
Okay, fine. It's just that you're alone in the shop with him all day.
And he's always been a perfect gentleman. Never laid a hand on me. Hey.
What?
Nothing. Just, hey. You done out there?
Well, I guess that'd be up to you.
Hey, I got an idea. Since Mom's going to be gone for a little bit longer, let's get a pizza. Darlene, what don't you want on your half?
I'm just going to have this upstairs. Oh, here we go again.
Yep. Now she's going to sit up in her room and mope for another 6 months.
She's so mature. Good, he's home.
Jay, we should just have asked Arnie for the key.
Oh, we'll be in a minute.
Oh. Creaking, Jackie. It never creaked back when we were kids.
Well, the tree's older now, and you're older now, too.
Hey, we both fall at the same speed, Slim.
I'm hurrying. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All these years, nobody ever fixed that.
Oh, just get in. Oh, nice branch. Good branch. Strong branch. Oh.
Whoa. I just flashed on Winnie the Pooh and the honey tree.
Just get me in here.
Oh, man. How many times do you think we did that, huh?
You sneaking in after seeing Dan, and you're supposed to have been studying.
Oh, man. About now, I'd be wondering if I remembered my underwear.
Shh! Wake up Mom and Dad. You were supposed to have been home by 11.
Well, after the party, you know, me and Dan, we went over to his house and we had 3 kids. Don't tell Mom.
Our room.
Ew, it even smells like the same.
Yeah.
Ew, you know that smell of burned meat and oppression. Hey, look, Jackie, there's the vent.
Yeah. Yeah, Mom and Dad never did figure out we could hear everything that went on in their bedroom through that vent. Screaming and yelling and crying.
Yeah, we never did hear any sex. Unless that's what all the crying and yelling was about.
Well, it helped us figure out how bad a trouble we were in, though.
That's true. 5 minutes before the knock on the door.
Right. Yeah, but that was a help. Gave us a chance to run in and confess, you know, score those honesty points.
Yeah, or get our story straight.
But you remember the week that we took turns listening at the event to see if they found out about Bloomington?
Oh, yeah, that frat party.
We were way too mature for high school guys.
Yeah, so we end up with these future doctors and lawyers playing up, up, and away on their armpits.
Yeah, we slipped in a car. What were we thinking? Well, we could have gotten really hurt, you know. And Mom and Dad had no idea where we were. But I guess that's just the crazy kind of stuff kids do.
Oh, gee, Jackie, that sounds just like what Darlene did. I guess I'm just no better than her. How could I be so blind?
My point exactly.
You know, Jackie, when you remember to water your chia pet, you can criticize the way I raise my kid.
Roseanne, wait.
Come on. Okay, so, you know, what we did was stupid, but if we would have gotten caught, we would have gotten busted, and we would have deserved it.
Yes, but Darlene says that what she did was important.
She said the same thing when she shaved DJ's head.
The comic book thing seems to mean a lot to her, and I believe her.
Why?
Because she gave me hell for not sticking up for her. And usually when she's mad at you, she's really nice to me. And now it's like we're on the same side, and that just stinks.
Okay, so this thing is really important to her, but I never told her she had to quit the comic book
thing.
Well,
yeah, you did, kind of, because David does the pictures.
Okay, I get it. Okay. Shut up.
All right. You're welcome.
Hey, it's our living room,
yeah.
Jackie. Couch there, TV there.
Blue Barca lounger.
Green shag carpeting as far as the eye could see.
Hey, now, you remember that oil painting that was up there? And it was a picture of a long, windy road that just kind of went off to nowhere. I used to stare at that thing for hours.
Yeah, that's because I told you it was the Andy Griffith Show.
You were so mean to me.
I was.
Yes, you
not.
Were. You used to lie to me all the time. You'd tease me and pinch me, and Mom would just say, oh, just ignore her and she'll stop.
Mom never understood me.
My field hockey trophy was right here, and this is the clock that Mom got when Aunt Betty died. Fish.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, Dad's stuffed swordfish deal.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I remember crying when he brought that thing home.
Yeah, that's because I told you it was Flipper.
God, I was such an idiot.
And remember what was over there, Jackie?
Come on, Roseanne, we don't need to get into this. We're having a good time here.
Well, come on, you want to get into our memories. Here, this is part of our memories.
The belt. Dad's belt, okay? I mean, it was 30 years ago, Roseanne. Parents spanked their kids back then.
Spanked? Come on, Jackie, he hit us with a belt.
Well, kids got hit with belts.
Yeah. But did their dad strap some great big old razor strap thing up on the wall there right by the front door so when you came in, you'd see it, and then you'd all the time have to worry about what was going to happen to you if you stepped out of line?
Maybe just trying to psych us out.
Yeah, well, he was good at that. Remember, he'd make us go get it and bring it to him?
Well, Mom wasn't any help either. You know, she could have said something. She'd just stay in there washing dishes.
Well, that was Mom. Ignore it and it'll go away.
Yeah, she let the damn thing hang up there, and then we're supposed to explain why it's there to our friends.
I used to tell people it was Elvis's belt.
Well, yeah. You had stupid friends.
Or they were just trying to be nice. Let's face it, Jackie, our family was like totally screwed up. Which is probably why I got fat and why you can't have any decent relationship with any man.
Or maybe I just never found the right guy and you never found the wrong donut.
Well, that's probably how we survived it all. We could always make each other laugh.
Oh, I know. Well, are you sorry you came?
No, No, because I think, well, you know, we probably needed to do this. Goodbye, house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go pick up a couple of burgers.
Or sailors.
Not bad.
I divided everything into sections. Automotive, gardening, and home repair.
Wow, that's a lot better than the animal, vegetable, mineral system you had.
Tools on the pegboard?
Isn't that what you wanted?
That's fine.
What's all this?
I divided the nuts and bolts and screws and nails and put them all in separate jars. Is that okay?
Next time, check with me first.
Well, am I done?
I guess.
Okay, so here's the deal. You're off of grounding, and you can see David.
Really?
Yeah, thanks to your Aunt Jackie. But you two are on probation, so you mess up in any way and he's gone. You got it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, go spread joy. Man, this place is like almost as clean as the kitchen.
There's actually room for my truck in here now.
Hey, you ain't driving that filthy thing in here.
Jeez, this is unbelievable.
You know, report cards are coming up. I bet we can get her to build us a pool.
This is so unfair. I mean, when I started seeing Mark, you guys made it impossible, but you totally caved on this David thing. I mean, this sucks.
Not the same thing, Becky. She's not dating this boy.
Oh, please, you know she's gonna.
What do you want, Becky?
I'm just sick of the double standard around here, okay? I mean, I just want us both to be treated the same for once.
Okay, then you go get started on cleaning up the basement.
Why do I bother?
Nice save on that double standard deal. But you know, we don't have to look at it as a double standard. Let's look at it as different kids need different rules.
Yes, that's good.
And we didn't cave on this David thing. We adapted to a difficult situation.
Well done, my man.
Thank you.
Hey, I got one. Darlene isn't totally out of control. She's spunky.
Quite.